With Bookbeat, I'm Ron Swain.
I think it's pretty much impossible to grow up in the United States and not come into some sort of contact with drugs.
That's Bret Easton Ellis, 1986 graduate of Bennington College in Vermont. He began work on his novel, Less Than Zero, when he was a freshman, and Simon & Schuster published it when he was just 21. Less Than Zero earned respectful reviews. It's a grim account of well-to-do college-age people in Southern California whose idleness and use of drugs is nothing less than disturbing.
The kids who read this book and who I've heard from weren't shocked at all by the drugs. People older than, say, 25, were really shocked by the heavy drug usage that goes on in the book. I think it's pretty hard to write about any group of young people in the United States, no matter what their social background or economic background is, and not have drugs play a part in it.
Bret Easton Ellis says, however, that drugs are so much a way of life that at Bennington, where he was a student for 4 years, they are now taken for granted.
Since they've sort of lost their appeal, they've sort of lost their significance also. They're just an almost involuntary part of a young person's social life.
Bret Easton Ellis says Less Than Zero is both a warning and an indictment, and he believes that his novel captured a lot of attention because it is one of the first books to describe accurately the generation of the 1980s.
They might have all the trappings of, you know, wealth and glamour and status symbols and all these, you know, empty sort of emblems they have, which I think a whole generation is hungry for. I think there is this generation out there who do tend to look at California, more specifically Los Angeles, as, you know, youth-quaking and trend-setting.
Less Than Zero by Bret Easton Ellis is a precocious effort by a young man who has settled on writing as a career. Penguin has issued it as a paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.